Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for July 7th, 2024 is based on the 2024 ELCA Gathering and ELCA Camp Curriculum. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the title is Created to Be. An introduction to our reading from Mark. At home and abroad, Jesus and his disciples encounter resistance as they seek to proclaim God's word and relieve affliction. A reading from Mark chapter 6. Jesus came to his hometown and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them, and he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Amen. This past week, I had the honor of serving as the adult group study leader, or the adult Bible study leader, at Camp Luther at Hopewood Shores. It is one of our Lutheran camps here in the state of Ohio, in Conneaut, Ohio, one of kind of the northeastmost point of the state. If you were here in worship 2 weeks ago, you got to meet Pastor Drew Tucker, who is the executive director for Hopewood Outdoors, which is all of our Lutheran camps throughout the state of Ohio. And as I served this last week, it was a chance for me to serve the larger church, to be able to not only help people from congregations all over the United States that came to camp this last week, but to also be able to invest in the lives of the counselors, young adults, often college-age kids who give up their summer for meager pay, let's put it that way, to share the good news of Jesus with people who come to camp. I got to learn about a lot of things going on in the wider church, things that are going on across the country in congregations of all sizes and shapes. I had a chance every morning to lead a Bible study based on a theme that was developed for us. And as part of that, I created devotional packets that kind of walked us through our daily themes, but then also gave people way more resources that they could use at home as they continued to explore the themes when they returned back to their home congregations. I was also able to be a pastoral presence for those who maybe did not have a church home currently, or those who maybe weren't comfortable speaking about the things that afflicted them and their hearts and their minds with their home congregation pastor. So it was an opportunity for me to really talk with people about the good and the difficult things that are going on in people's lives and in their faith. It was a blessing to be there, and I thank the congregation for allowing me to serve in that capacity last week. Our theme verse for the week was Psalm 139, verse 14. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. And the weekly theme was created to be, that you see on the logo here on the front of the little packet. And we explored how God creates us to be our unique selves, gifted in unique ways, to be gifts to one another and to the world for the sake of God's message of love and justice and peace. And this theme was not just explored by the about 120 campers who were at Camp Luther this last week, of all ages, from small infants to grandparents. It's also the summer curriculum for all of our Lutheran camps throughout the United States, and even some VBS programs use it as their theme as well. And the neat thing is that every 3 years, this summer theme for our outdoor ministry programs also coincides with the theme for the ELCA youth gathering. So, in a week from Monday, when 10 of our youth from this congregation depart for New Orleans for a life-changing trip of worship and service and exploration, they too will be looking at what it means to be created to be. The introduction for the created to be theme says this: we are loved and accepted by God before we even enter this world. The fact that God knows our innermost selves is mind-boggling at the very least. Even when we feel alone and unseen, God sees us and knows us, never leaving our side. Maybe even more brain-bending is that we need not do anything or prove one single thing to receive God's free gift of grace. And so as we explored this idea of being created to be, there were 5 daily themes: created to be free, created to be authentic, created to be brave, created to be disciples, and created to be disruptive. So I want you to think for a moment about, for you in those 5 themes, what does it mean to you as a Christian for each one of those? So what does it mean to you as a Christian to be created to be free? And if you feel so bold as to want to raise your hand and say, you're welcome to do so. What does it mean to you as a Christian that you are created to be free? Well, during my week of Bible study and time in conversation with people, one of the common themes that I heard from people was that in their call to be free and created to be free, that many people are choosing to break away from communities that traffic in fear and control. Sometimes that is online communities, sometimes it's work communities, sometimes that's church communities. But a common thing that people are finally feeling free to do is to be able to break away from those communities that traffic in fear. Our freedom is a beautiful thing from God, a gift from Jesus. And the best thing of all is that everyone receives this gift. We don't have to prove ourselves or rack up points to get it. We all enter and continue to exist in this world equally loved and treasured by God. And when you know that, it's a lot more freeing to be able to find the places where you are welcomed and affirmed. Day 2, created to be authentic. What does it mean to you as a Christian that you are created to be authentic? Yeah, I went in the back. Be who I am. Yeah. You're loved just as you are. Yeah, my conversations, one of the reoccurring themes that I heard from people is that people are trying to find worshiping communities who accept them for who they truly are. Being able to be their authentic selves in a place of worship. God recognizes and cherishes our true selves. We don't need to change who we are to fit some person's or a group's ideals. God created us to be our individual selves. And God's love isn't reserved for a select few with stipulations attached of maybe who we love or how we move or what language we speak. Our unique talents and gifts are joined seamlessly to make up one body of faith. And so our third daily theme was created to be brave. What does it mean to you as a Christian to be created to be brave? Yeah. There you go. Yeah, brave to share the good news of Christ, right? And those opportunities. And brave enough to raise your hand and say something in worship. I mean, that's valid. That is. Yeah, I mean, the common theme that I heard from people was the idea of standing up to systems of unjust power within church structures. Whether it's racism or sexism or any of the other isms that often can hold people down unjustly. The amount of people who feel or want to feel even brave enough to stand up and say, that's not right, either in their own home congregation or in the larger denomination or even in the church in general. In a changing world, the Spirit is constant and is an encouraging presence. It's through the Spirit that we are given bravery and courage to navigate our lives, no matter how small we feel or how seemingly insurmountable at times are the circumstances. Well, just two more. Created to be disciples. Think about what it means to you as a Christian to be created to be a disciple. One of the common themes that I heard last week was that people are developing creative ways to show love to our neighbors and ways to support one another in their times of need. It can be uplifting and fulfilling to share our joyous moments with each other, but what about those not so great times? When we lean on each other and encourage one another, everyone feels lighter. It can be easier to share burdens with people we know well, friends and relatives and people who look like us and share the same spaces as us and the same beliefs. But what would discipleship look like if we were truly to share God's love as put forth in John 15:12, that this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Last but not least, and this was the one I think that most surprised people when we got to day 5, created to be disruptive. What does it mean to you to be created to be disruptive? Oh, we got a hand already. Yes. Yeah, being disruptive, changing, being brave enough to try to change the systems that create people to not be in a just situation. Absolutely. One of the common themes I heard was in this quickly evolving world, which evolves a lot faster than the church systems typically have done in the past, how do we continue to share the good news and disrupt the ways we've always done things in order to share that good news with more people outside of the walls of the church? Because people aren't walking in the doors of churches like they used to. How do we walk outside of the church to share that good news with people. Sometimes that's done through new online platforms and mobile food trucks with prayer services and shelters and podcasts and all kinds of amazing things. Speaking up in support of one another or groups being hurt by unfair rules or situations can be a powerful way to walk beside our siblings in Christ. And so as tens of thousands of young kids throughout our Lutheran camps this summer explore these daily themes, and as tens of thousands of young adults and youth explore how they are created to be at the gathering, I am excited to see how the Holy Spirit is going to move in the lives of these kids and young adults in the church. I'm excited to see how the Holy Spirit will encourage them to live into who God created them to be and to explore how God might be calling them to love their neighbor in new and exciting ways that the church may not have thought about before. And we as adults have a unique opportunity to learn alongside these young people and accompany them on this journey. We may find out that we have unique insights to share with them, but more importantly, we, if we are willing to open our ears to what they have to say, will probably learn something new from their insights as well. So as you depart today, there are extra copies of this study guide that I put together for our week at camp. So feel free to take one of these home with you, and there is plenty of materials to guide you. Or if you don't have time for that in your busy summer schedules, I totally understand. Throughout this next week on social media, each day we will post a little bit about each of our daily themes with some questions for you to consider how you may continue to study these ideas of created to be. I encourage you to pick maybe even just one of these themes and spend a little time throughout the next 2 weeks exploring how God's transformative work of love and grace through Jesus Christ, how you are created to be free, authentic, brave, disciples, and disruptive. Because God is continually creating and recreating us in God's image. And so how is God recreating us to be something new? Something new in how we live out our faith and show love to our neighbor. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.